This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rebecca Roberts in Washington. Leanne Hansen is away. In Afghanistan, NATO forces are preparing for a major new offensive aimed at clearing Taliban strongholds in the southern city of Kandahar. Meanwhile, Afghan President Hamid Karzai visited Washington, D.C. this past week to smooth over tensions between the two governments. Coming up, we'll hear from the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture and his Afghan counterpart about the efforts to reduce poppy farming in Afghanistan. But first, we turn to New York Times reporter Carlotta Gall, who joins us on the phone from Kabul. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Can you give us a quick update on the ongoing offensive in the Helmand province?
I was just there last week, actually, and it's very much ongoing. There's still some pretty serious fighting. Well, clashes, maybe we should say, every day in places like Marja, which was the center of the main operation in February, which was declared a success, but actually it's still ongoing. Very much an insurgency there, where there are Taliban in the villages, local people who didn't move out, and they're still operating. So it's a very slow process, and we actually found people still pulling out of the area, because civilians, because it was too dangerous, because of these constant fighting. So quite difficult, and I think it's showing that with the poppy harvest over now, the fighting season starts. I think there's going to be a lot of fighting and skirmishing throughout the summer.
And NATO forces, as we mentioned, are gearing up for a new operation in Kandahar. What can you tell us about that?
Well, that's the next big push, and the troops are still coming in. It's part of the surge of extra troops that are coming in, mainly Americans. And they're planning a very steady rollout all through the summer as the troops arrive, mainly to guard the suburban areas around the city of Kandahar, to try and control the infiltration of insurgents into the city, and then steadily reach out to the districts around, which are really infested with insurgents and a great cause of problems for the main roads and the functioning of any normal life. So it's a very ambitious program, really, to try and stabilize the very strategic and crucial province of Kandahar.
So let's talk a quick minute about the politics of this. President Karzai visited the White House this past week. What was your read of that meeting?
Well, I think here it was seen as quite a relief that things are a bit more back on track. And at the same time, relations between President Karzai and the Obama administration seemed to deteriorate. There was a lot of public criticism from both sides, and it grew to a head earlier this year. And so I think this visit of President Karzai to Washington, along with 10 members of his cabinet, was an effort to get past that and show a working, you know, capable front for the Afghans and a relationship where they could do business despite all the difficulties of the last month with the American administration. So I think that was achieved. Whether it'll go on to bring progress, I don't know. But certainly there were working groups, there were ministers discussing specifics of cooperation. So that was seen as a real milestone from this end anyway, that things are a bit more back on track with the relationship.
And how do you think the new NATO offensive will affect that vision?
The NATO offensive, I think, is going to be a very long and difficult haul. Casualties have been going up among civilians, as well as NATO and American troops. So I think we're in for a very long, hot, difficult summer. I think what I saw in Helmand shows that even in a small district like Marja, which is only 100 square miles, they haven't been able to get rid of the Taliban in several months. It's going to take months and maybe years.
Carlotta Gall is a reporter for The New York Times. She joined us on the phone from Kabul. Thank you so much.
Thank you.